Holy Spirit, we honor you. We adore you. From praise worship this morning, I sense your presence in this house. Thank you for being a way maker. Thank you for being our Jehovah Rapha. Thank you for being our Jehovah Nissi. We speak peace in the midst of every storm right now. Touch us right now. Just like you touch that man, touch us right now. Touch our situation. Touch our circumstance. Touch our condition. Father, we remove every obstacle. Spirit of envy, we bind you in Jesus' name. Spirit of jealousy will come against you in the name of Jesus. We rejoice with every one of you that God is blessing. New home, new car, new business, new promotion, husband, wife, whatever it is, new business. Lord, we thank you. We remove every blockage that is in the way of our blessing. Lord, we thank you. Before we decree overflow, the blessing needs to flow through something. We clear up the pipeline. No more hold up. No more unforgiveness. No more hindrance, Lord. Lord, now we thank you for overflow. Overflow of good health. Overflow of miracle. Overflow of healing. Overflow of deliverance in this house. It is so. In Jesus' name.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
When they bring them to the Lord, they brought them to him for him to bless them. Write this down. In verse 14, Jesus blesses the little children in Matthew 19:14. Write that down. This tells that every child, before they reach the age of accountability, when they die, they automatically go in the hands of the Lord. They go to the presence of God. Every child, if they die before that time of accountability in their lives. Now, here's what we don't know. We don't know what the exact age is. Because some children learn accountability early. Some of them learn a little later. But if they die before the time or age of accountability, they go directly to the presence of the Lord. Amen. 19:14. This rich young man comes to Jesus
And when he comes to Jesus, he first calls him good master. He tells Jesus, what do I need, or what do I do to inherit or to receive eternal life? For one thing, he kind of had his priorities mixed up because he really thought that he had everything in order. And brothers and sisters, this shows us that there is a way that seems right unto man, but it might not be right unto God. Comes to Jesus and he says, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of heaven?
All right.
And Jesus said, you know what they are. He said, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't kill, honor thy father and thy mother. The young man says, all of this I've done from my youth. Jesus says, okay, then go sell all that you have, give it to the poor, and then follow me. Three narratives.
Yeah.
Go, sell what you have, give it to the poor, and follow me. The young man says, I'm out.
All right.
Jesus took that moment to teach his disciples and said, how hardly it is.
All right.
Now notice that he didn't say how hopeless it is or that it cannot be done. He says how hard it would be, because rich people, some of them, depend and put their trust in their money. Some of them make their money, their wealth, their God. And if there's anything that you can't depend on, it's wealth. It's money. It can be here today, gone tomorrow. He said, how hard it is. He said, it is how hard it is for a rich man to put it. He says, it's so hard for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Jesus was looking at one of the gates there. And what happened is when people would travel in and out of the city, there was a gate that they had to go through that had a rounded corner to it, that when they would have those camels would have to get down on their knees and come through. And it was very difficult for the camel. It was not impossible, but it was very difficult.
All right.
And Jesus says, when you look at that, that tells you how hard it would be, because that camel has to humble itself.
All right, bro.
That camel has to get on its knees. My brothers and my sisters, never get too high and mighty until you can't fall on your knees. If you really want to get technical about it, God will put some things on you to bring you to your knees. Am I talking to anybody this morning? God will allow some things to come in our lives that will bring us to our knees. And so Jesus took his disciples. Now, the disciples' response was quite overwhelming to me, because the disciples then said, who then can be saved? In other words, the disciple was saying, because the disciples believed in that culture that rich people were automatically favored by God, by the possessions that they had. Their possessions, they thought, showed them that they were favored by God. And this is what I wanted you to know. This is what Jesus wanted us to know. Your Stop equating cars and houses and things with blessings. Just because in all cases, am I talking to anybody? In all cases, just because people have caught, Lil Wayne got cars and houses. There are people that are atheists that have cars and houses, and it does not mean that they are blessed. Just because people get all of that, it does not mean that they are favored by God. Blessings doesn't come all of the time with or in the form, am I talking to anybody, of cars and houses and things. Jesus said, does not mean that that person is blessed. And they said, who then can be saved? And Jesus said, when you're looking at that camel go through an eye of a needle, you say that it is impossible. He says, and with God, with man, for a camel to go through the eye of a needle is impossible. But notice he said, but with God, all things are possible. And here's whatever every believer in here in the sound of my voice needs to know today, that with God, all things are possible. Now here is what it means. First of all, with God, somebody say with God. First of all, with God, impossibilities become possibilities. Now when we talk about possibilities, we are not talking about this foolishness that you see on the internet or some crazy stuff that are being taught where you can go to a graveyard and raise the dead. They have people that are out there when they talk about everything possible with God. There are something when God takes it, that's it. We're not talking about those type of possibilities. We are talking about Jesus said all things are possible to him that believe. When he says possibilities, he's saying it's possible for you to come out of that situation that you are in. Your personal problems. There are some things that are personal that you are looking at that we think are impossible, but with God, they are possible. Some people think that a loved one that are on drugs, sometimes we give up that hope. Sometimes we say all hope is lost. But Jesus is saying it's possible for that person to turn around with God. Am I talking to anybody? Some people think that in a marriage, there is some situations that has happened in some marriages that are quite horrible and horrific. But with God, he can change or turn and keep that marriage together. Am I talking to anybody? My brothers and my sisters, let us not be so quick to give up on a married couple. Let us not, married couples, let us not be so quick to give up on each other. Because with God, all things are possible. There are some husbands that have been turned around from the prayers of the wife. There are some wives that has been turned around because of the prayers of the husband. Singles, young people, there are some children that are in school, and you think that that lesson, you think that that school lesson, that you just can't get it. But if you put God first, it's possible for you to turn that situation. Am I talking to anybody? Jesus said that all things are possible? Now, here's how it becomes possible, because God is always, know this, God is always in the background manipulating the circumstances to work in your favor. Y'all better listen at me this morning. God is always behind the scenes working the situation and manipulating things to where they always gonna turn out and work in your favor. Somebody still didn't get it yet. Maybe I need to say it again. Let me talk to these people over here. God is always behind the scenes, behind the curtains, working out the situation and manipulating the circumstances. I'm talking to somebody that's going through some stuff right now, and you think that all hope is lost. You think that you're so far away in your financial problem that God can't work it out, but God is right there, and he's working the situation out to where you're going to come out. Am I talking to anybody? He's working it out in a way that where you are going to be saying, I know this was the Lord, and I know that he will make a way. He's going to make a way out of no way. There are some situations that God is working out in your life that he's not doing it immediately, because in sometimes he wants you to go through it. You're trying to pray your way out of it. God is trying to leave you in there till you learn how to pray. You think you know how to pray, but God is trying to leave you in that situation to where you can grow up. Stop depending on people. God allows some situations to come along and show you to stop depending on people. I'm waiting on my uncle to give me the money. I'm waiting on my auntie. I know they got the money. I'm waiting on them. I'm waiting on my sister. I'm waiting on my brother. God said, you stay right there until you learn how to trust me. You stay your pretty little self right there until you learn how to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding and acknowledge me in all your ways. And then I direct your path. God says, I'm going to leave you there until you learn how to trust me. God is leading somebody and leaving them in situations and allowing some situations to come along to teach them how to fast, how to push the plate back. Am I talking to anybody? Learning how to push the plate back, move in the flesh so the spirit can talk. God said, I'm trying to teach you how to trust in me. You see, Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. Some of you been riding on somebody else's testimony way too long. Some of us been riding on mama's testimony. Some of us been riding on daddy's testimony. We've been riding on our brother. We've been riding on church members' testimony. Girl, I know that's right. You got to learn how to ride on your own testimony. Might be able to say, how do you know? Well, I tried him for myself. Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. Impossibilities are turned into possibilities. Secondly of all, somebody say, with God. Secondly of all, with God, it's possible to enter into a spiritual level that you've not been before. That's where I want to help you at. Come on with me. See, with God, Jesus was saying it's possible to enter into a spiritual level that you've not been before. You see, in the last decade, you were in a spiritual level. But in this decade, God wants to take you to a deeper level. I know I'm talking to somebody. God wants you to go into an even deeper level. He says in Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now somebody's looking at me and they're thinking, we've been using that scripture One way, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, then what he's going to do is he's going to give me a car because he know I delight that in my heart. No, it also means that he'll give you that peace. That peace that you so desire in your heart. He will give you that desire because somebody here has a desire to know him. Am I talking to anybody? If there's anything that you want to do is to know him. Is to know God. When you know God, you know that when certain things happen in your life, that it's not happening to hurt you. You know that certain things are happening in your life to help you. That God is not picking on you. That God has not left you. You see, a lot of times we think that God has left us. Do I have any believers in the house? I'm guilty of that. I thought that sometimes I said, well, Lord, you must be to left me. And God said, Jesus said, wait a minute, Turner, I told you, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I want to show you, I want you to find out what's that desire. The desire is to, how many of you want to really know God? You see, when you know God, you don't just know of him, you know him. You get close enough to him to feel his presence. You get close enough to him to walk with him. When you know God, you get close enough to him like you do, like Abraham was with him. That when he talks to you, you talk back. Am I talking to you? When you talk to God, God talks back to you. When you get to that point, you know God. You know God. When you know God, you'll be able to say when you're going through a situation, I know he's going to work it out. I'm not going to worry about it, but I know he's going to work it out. I know God going to see me through this situation. I know that he's not going to let me starve. He's not going to let me freeze. He's not going to let me go homeless. He's not going to let me go naked. And he's going to make a way out of this situation. You see, first of all, with God, impossibilities become possibilities. With God, it is possible to enter into a deeper spiritual level. Then thirdly, we learn that Jesus said that with God, it is possible to live the abundant life. It's possible to live abundantly. Children, I came here to tell you, this 2020, it's time for you to live abundantly. It's time for you to live the life that God has intended for you to live. I'm not talking about you got to have the big car, but you're not going to have a raggedy one either. I'm not talking about you have to have the mansion, but you're not going to have a shotgun house either. Am I talking to anybody? I'm not talking about you have to have Polo and everything that Polo make, but you're not going to have fig leaves either. You see, it's time for you to live life and live it more abundantly. Can I come down your street? It's time for you to live large now. It's time for you to stand up and say, I'm living my best life. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody here want to live your best life and not be ashamed of it? You see, God is going to show you that with him, it's possible for you to live that abundant life. It's time for you to live, and you don't have to be ashamed of the blessings that you have, the things that God has blessed you with. Look, listen, stop walking around with this sense of paranoia, this sense of shame, as if when you get something, you don't deserve it. If God gives it to you, you better enjoy it. God gives it to you. Show the world how good the God that you serve is. God gives it to you. Show everybody that the Lord gives it to me. God gives you joy. Show the world that this joy that I have. World didn't give it to me. World can't take it away. Am I talking to anybody this morning? You show everybody that I am living abundant life. show them and get a chance to testify that Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do exceeding abundant above all. Y'all ought to be with me by now. All we ask or even think. Here's what I learned about that scripture. In this decade, God is about to blow your mind. I wish I had some believers. According to the power that's working in us. You see, that Holy Spirit is working in you. And I tell you, here's where you ought to have a praise sometime. When the Holy Spirit starts stirring up. That spirit, that, and I, do I hear anybody say stir it up? See, every now and then God will stir up that spirit in you. And you'll find yourself singing a song that you didn't even know. Am I talking to anybody? You see, when he stirs it up, that spirit will start working on the inside. And when the spirit starts working on the inside, there's a shout on the outside. Do I have any believers in the house? When the spirit starts working on the inside, there's some praise on the outside. If there are three people here that don't mind praising the Lord, you're going to praise him in the morning. You're going to praise him in the afternoon. It doesn't matter who you're around, you're going to praise him in the midnight hour. Is anybody here got a praise in the house? Is there a praise in this house? Wait a minute. Is there a praise for what good things the Lord had done? Show me if you're not ashamed to stand on your feet and say, thank you. Someone here with God, all things. Your situation is not helpless. Your situation isn't hopeless. Your situation is fixable. Satan will. Somewhere along the line in this year, Satan gonna come to you and say, just keep doing it. You can't get it together. And God says, here's where you gotta stand up and say, it is written. Jesus said, all things with God. All things are possible. Some of your situations haven't been working out because you've taken God out of the equation. And you keep trying to do it yourself. And the Lord says you can't do it by yourself. This is what Jesus is saying. Give it to me. Give it to me. About your word. Thanks, y'all. My heart. I wish the saints were singing. Sing it, saints, from the issues.